Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
So what's provider mean to you? You said he's ain't playing no games in 2025. Provide, nigga!
Yes, basically. I guess what I mean by provide.
Ivy's from Chicago. She let it be known on Instagram. She was screenshotting. She had people screenshot anybody talking shit about her. So she will see y'all later.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Catch you outside? What does that mean?
What I just said.
You're on a dating show and you already coming with drama. Doing the most, talking about you screenshotting people talking mess on the internet. People are going to talk mess on the internet and you're going to catch them outside or whatever. Men don't want that. Men want peace, and you're letting us know within the first 5 seconds of you popping up on the screen, you bring anything but peace. Well, I always say no woman brings peace. Even good women don't bring peace. There's nothing peaceful about the way that most woes' minds work.
Misogynist. As he said, misogyny is still real in our community.
What kind of man are you looking for, mama?
I'm looking for a man that believes in God and not just say like, oh, I'm spiritual. I believe in a higher power like those folks in California. No, I'm talking about real God. A man that's a problem.
Wait, what happened? What you say about the folks in California?
So, you know, like, it's so many people, like, this young generation, they be like, oh, I believe in a higher power, or, like, they don't want to say God. I'm not with that. No. Say you believe in God, otherwise, it's absolutely not.
She went so deep, she went past hell.
Well, I guess this is
she went past Satan, saying, like, where are you going? You're home now.
So we already see she got a funky-ass attitude, and she's going to be trying to dictate your life, dictate what words you can say, what words you can't say. She's extremely unlikable. We're not even 30 seconds in. She's extremely masculine. By the hand gestures, the way she's talking, the aura, the energy, we already know what it is here. I can already tell this woman is not in tune with God. She's in tune with the red man downstairs. So ironic that this woman is coming off so demonic, but talking about you gotta believe in God.
Go sit down.
Here.
Sorry. Go sit down now. Sorry.
Get them kids! Get them kids! Hurry up! Get them kids!
A man that's a problem solver. I love a man that's a problem solver. So if I call you up and I say, hey, babe, such and such, okay, I need you to problem solve with me. Like, I do that on a regular day basis, but I know I need a man to come through. I like a man that's family oriented, that gets along with his mother and the rest of his family members. A man that is generous. A man that's a giver.
I need that money. I need this.
How do you know what I went through with my mom? Maybe my mom treated me like shit. Maybe I had a mom like Eminem mom. Maybe she sold me off in a child trafficking, you know what. Should I still get along with her? Tired of that dumbass shit. And of course she said, you gotta be a generous man. That's hooker talk. So we know what type of time she on just by using that word generous.
Oh yeah. You know what's funny? Another girl said this tonight. She was in Houston, generous. I feel like generous is the new code word for my ladies.
Yes, it is. And I love a man that gives and thinks about me. And a man that comes with his own finances. And when he go to the store, he's automatically thinking about me. And don't get it wrong. I got my own job. Y'all, I make my own money. But you got to come with money.
Okay. Okay. What are your deal breakers?
Now, y'all, don't shoot me, y'all. I don't want a man that has multiple kids. I don't want a man that's an atheist. No smoking. I don't, marijuana, cigarettes, absolutely not. I don't wanna do that. I think you like a low life if you do it.
Look who's talking.
Should he look a certain way?
Handsome. I don't have a preference when it comes to height. I'm 5'6", but a lot of people think that I'm taller than what I am because I wear a lot of heels. So I'm not saying that I'm looking for somebody that's 6 feet. Just either my same height or a little bit taller than me. And you don't have to be Black. So I like all race. I don't discriminate at all. So I'm open to that.
Well, that definitely increases your options.
Shit. The numbers show, you know, the pale man ain't checking for you bitches either. You have a nasty attitude, a nasty disposition. No color man wants to deal with you, demon.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
The next question is, should he make a certain amount of money?
And over 100K. Let's just say either at 100K or a little bit over it.
I'll just say this. 100K men can do a lot better than you. And I'm not even going to talk about your looks. Your looks are irrelevant. If you look like Maya and Aaliyah all wrapped in one, it wouldn't help you. Because you have a dark, dark, dark soul. And your brain is defective. I'm not even going to get into the fact that you have a child. I'm not going to get into the fact that you're super basic looking. All that is null and void. Because you're disqualified at demeanor. You're disqualified the first 5 seconds you start talking. So nothing else even comes into play.
And the reason why I say that is because I'm literally there in my career. But also, I know myself. And I hate to say this, but I will talk down on a man that make less than me.
I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon.
So I choose not to lower that. I want somebody to make over than I make, so it won't be no arguments and there won't be no jealousy.
Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? You fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy.
Always gonna love me more than I'm ever gonna love you. And if a man wants to be in my life, he needs to spend his every waking hour thinking of ways on how he needs to convince me that he should even be graced by my presence.
At least she's being honest. I'll give her that. Because a lot of women feel like this. And let's be clear. Most woes in America, or maybe it's around the world. Well, no, I won't say around the world. Most woes look down on 90% of men.
What? Oh, no.
Because here's the thing. Just because he got the bag don't mean he's going to be tall, don't mean he's going to be charismatic, don't mean he's going to be handsome, etc., etc. I feel like most woes feel like they're better than most bros. She's just giving it to you raw and uncut. This is what most woes are going to do at some point during a 50-year relationship. Start talking down on you. And she's going to lose respect for you for one reason or another. Even if you do got the bag and you do everything right. So I don't want y'all to think she's so special and she's so rare and she's so particularly bad. This is what a lot of woes look like on the inside.
Not all, but most.
Trying to show off your body. Your body's nothing to really see. But okay, let's look at her profile pic. Does she got a fupa? Look, anyway, I guess this is supposed to be her glamour shot. This is supposed to be her baddie pick. Ma'am, you're super duper average. Is this what you're going to use to get that 100K man? You really ain't hitting on nothing, ma'am.
And y'all, 100K is nothing. Do y'all see what Trump is doing? So let's not.
That's okay. I know you're not thinking. You never do.
I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
Okay. That's literally like the bare minimum at this point. So I want to make it really clear. If you got a job, you will understand. If you got a kid, 100K is absolutely nothing.
Couple questions. Okay. You have a four-year-old. Did your four-year-old's dad make 100K?
No, that's why I'm not with him, actually, because he's jealous of me. But we're not going to get into that.
I'm a woman. Superior gender. Men are supposed to worship the superior gender. I'm like, you know, the creme de la creme of the female species. Bow down in the presence of royalty.
I don't know why women think belittling 100K makes them qualify for 100K. So if I keep talking about how little 100K is, then that'll make a 100K man want to date me. 100K is nothing. It's absolutely nothing. That's not going to do anything to help you. It's not. Because, you know, 20K really isn't anything. But you still don't qualify for that, man. Like 5K, a good man who make 5K a year don't want anything to do with you. And 5K really is nothing as far as a yearly salary. But us talking about how 5K is nothing still don't make you qualify for that good 5K a year man.
But we're going to stay here for 1 second because it's what men will say. You had a baby by a man that didn't make 100K, but now you want a man that makes 100K or more to raise that child with you. They're going to say that.
Yeah, that's, I understand. But when you have a kid, you do raise the bar.
You can't make this up.
Uh-oh, retard alert. Retard alert.
This woman just said, when you have a kid, you raise the bar. She really think it worked like that, genuinely. I mean, I get the logic. It's like, I got a kid now, I'm back on the dating market, so I want more for me and my offspring, you know, because it's two of us now. But no, if you want more for your offspring, you get on the grind and provide a better life for them. I could see you even going to your baby daddy saying, look, babe, we got to step it up. We got a kid now. That makes sense. But telling another man who didn't make the offspring to step it up because you got a kid, that's absolutely insane. There are women who get wifed up by millionaires who had a kid. But guess what? They're way finer than you. They have a way better body than you. And they're way more feminine than you. They're way more nurturing, caring. They give more. They speak more gently.
Okay, Clay, I get the point.
No, you don't!
And unfortunately, and it's just that. You raise the bar. I know where I am in my career. I know what I make, so it is what it is. If you don't make that, it's totally okay. You don't have to reach out to me. It's somebody else for you. Not me.
The fact that you're a six-figure boss, babe, makes men want to date you less, not more. The fact that you make six figures doesn't make a man want to step his game up. It just make him want to step away from you. A man don't hear about a woman making six figures like, oh, I got to come at her correct. They think, I don't want to come at her at all. But every woman in the world wants a man who can pay all the bills without the woman help, regardless of how much the woman makes. She don't want you to make 100K so y'all can go 50-50 on a 200K lifestyle.
Black man, stop paying attention to those podcasts. Get out here and get in the field, for real. Go make some money. Stop arguing with females. Go make your money.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. But nigga, spy out you, nigga. Shut the fuck up.
Look, I can't argue with the... Go in your room and sit down. I can't argue with that. I honestly can't argue with that. All I do is can say... that actually I don't got nothing else to say about that. I only can go about what I make. Now my baby daddy, and yes, I take full accountability, and it is what it is. What do you want me to do? My child is already here. My child is loving. We both love our child together. What you want me to do?
I want you to get your funky ass off the internet. There's no amount of therapy that can fix this person. Even if she did get therapy and she got fixed 50%, that's still completely unbearable. And I still wouldn't wish her on my worst enemy, even if she got 50% better.
You would literally be better off betting that bacteria would survive a good dousing of Lysol than finding her a man. That's fucked up. But that's the mathematical reality.
I'm sorry, I have to comment. Speak down to someone who is making less than you. How about raise someone up? Would you have liked someone to speak down to you? Focus on raising up your appearance, by the way.
Madison, drop your Instagram in the chat. We're going to go toe for toe, baby, because I'll go straight to your page. I promise you. If you go outside and I go outside, baby, it's no questions. I promise you that. Hands down, I promise you.
Did you know that I can see you?
She looks like every other bitch. Like, am I wrong? She looks like every other bitch. Like,
here's the harsh truth. Whether y'all think it's normal or not, there's not that many men that fit the description that you said because you had a height requirement. Wait, hold on. You do actually have you're open to all races. Okay, yeah. That helps you. That does, your pool is widened. Because you're not just focusing on black men.
I don't give a damn if she was dating intergalactically. Nobody wants to be with this mean, hateful bitch. Space Martians don't want shit to do with this bitch.
When I have my speed dating events, it's always 80% women to the 20% men. It's always 80% women and 20% men. So the number is like, this ain't even about you a queen, you the best. It's just a math equation. So I think women just have to be open to that. Now, I'm not saying it can't happen.
Bye, Felicia.
Sam Major said, when you have a child, you raise the bar, but you lowered your value.
To me, I didn't lower my value. That's to me.
Okay.
Find somebody that works best for you. Who is that again, Sean? Sean Major?
Sam Major.
Sean Major, let me go to your page, okay? I mean that from the bottom of my heart, y'all. I will go on each one of y'all page and message y'all.
Let's just say you join partnership with a man who made $70,000. That would be an extra $70,000 to what you are, in addition to how you're currently living. Wouldn't that be amazing?
I don't look at it like that, no.
I told you so.
But let's just say, this is a hypothetical question. A guy that meets your income requirement doesn't try to date you. You're okay with never dating another man until you see Jesus?
No, can you say that one more time? Because it kind of cut out.
Okay, I said, if there isn't a man that makes 100K or more that is truly trying to date you and join life with you, are you okay with being single for the rest of your life if that was the case?
No, I wouldn't be okay with that. Probably change.
Isn't that a big coincidence? That's a co-winky dink.
As I get older, but as of right now, this is my requirements as of right now.
The longer women wait to get their life partner, the worse guy they're going to qualify for. That's what they don't get. Like when they say, I'm not going to settle. No, you're going to settle at a certain point. After 25, you're going to settle. It's just a matter of, are you going to settle for a C guy at 25 or wait till 35 and get a D minus guy?
Oh, that's no bar, nigga.
Clyde Cloud said, you too cocky, baby. You a typical baby mama and drunk. You're not drunk, are you?
Drunk? Baby, what? Get on somewhere. Come on. Drunk? No, baby. I got off of work, okay? I got off of work at 5, still got my work clothes on. Drunk? I want to come on this show drunk. Come on. Get your life together. Ooh. And baby mama, that's fine. I'm making money. You broke. Cool.
Women who lead with this tough exterior and they try to lead with, I make money. Look, they're hiding who they really are. These are insecure, pathetic, weak little girls behind this tough guy act and this big money bravado.
Have you ever dated a man that makes 100K or more?
No.
Like, wait, what?
How old are you again, Ivy? Are you 36?
Damn.
Okay.
Roll the fuck
up. I missed that part, so you don't want to have any more kids.
No, y'all. Y'all probably would. If I go into details, y'all probably would be looking at me like I'm crazy. I want a man that cooks for me.
So you're not going to cook either?
No. I don't cook. Go ahead, Kendra. Come on.
I got to do it for
no,
you, girl.
No, Kendra, let's go on to the next.
I had to do it, girl. You almost made it through, but now... You don't want to cook. You ain't having no more kids. Ivy girl. Now, you almost, listen, I almost didn't do it. But come on, girl. You ain't cooking either. What does this man get?
Peace. Motivation.
Peace with somebody else's baby. How we know your baby daddy ain't crazy? Now he got to raise the kid with another man's input on how he raised the kid. How is that peace? He got a princess woman who don't even want to cook for him after whatever he's making. It's a hard day at work, but he has to do out there into the world and come home and then cook the meals.
Hold
too.
On, I'm working too, y'all. I don't believe a lady staying home. Okay, I work. I'm going to continue to work, so I'm working too. Okay.
So why can't you cook for him?
So maybe we both can cook. Maybe you can show me a few things.
This is just some nigga talking shit. This is just some nigga talking shit. And everybody's caught up in all that shit.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.